Blackstone Publishing presents The Last Cowboys, A Pioneer Family in the New West by John Branch. This book is read by John Pruden. To Charlie Waters, a newspaper man of the West who always loved a good cowboy story and encouraged me to tell this one. Prologue. Cody was still a boy then, all of 5 years old. Alone on a horse crossing the rising waters of the Virgin River. The warm, lingering days of late spring melted the deep snowpack in the mountains on the other side of Zion National Park. Miles downstream, there between Hurricane and Laverkin, the ebb and flow came on delay. The water rose in the late afternoon, crested overnight, and fell a bit by dawn. The boy's father, Bill Wright, knew the rhythm of the river as well as anyone. He was the water boss in Hurricane, which the locals pronounced Hurricane for reasons no one quite remembered. For nearly 10 miles upstream, there was a dirt ditch carved into the side of the canyon wall. It flowed with water siphoned from the river and diverted through a settling pond to feed the farms and ranches in the valley, filled with fields of hay, wheat, and alfalfa. Part of Bill's job, beyond opening the valves to ration the water, was to ride the canal on horseback every day. Rocks sometimes fell from the canyon cliffs and clogged the flow, or the steep bank of the ditch gave way from erosion and gravity and let the precious water spill out before it could do any good downstream. Bill rode up the canal looking for problems, then rode back down the river toward town. It could be a dangerous ride. Twice he had lost horses over the edge to miss.